Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Joe Shaler.
Well, folks, great to be here. Thank you so much. Very first time I fell in love was the first and last time for me. Turn the moon and the stars up above. How could I be so naive? Of all the hard lessons I've learned in my life, the one that stays closest to me is I was in love, but she didn't love me. I was too blind to see. She was a wonderful dancer. She'd glide in out of my door. I was just one of her partners, the one who kept begging for more. Now love doesn't come with a handle you turn. Love can't be turned off or on. So you roll with the punches, laugh while it's there, cry in your beer when it's gone. The very first time she said goodbye was the last time she cared for me. She still comes around, rattles my chains, makes sure that I'm never free. She's still a wonderful dancer. Sometimes she glides through my door. I used to be one of her partners, the one who's still begging for more. We're from Texas, I guess it's obvious. Wackos and Winkos. I got into a little shooting incident down there, and I might as well get it out of the way. The feller, actually, it wasn't in the trial transcript, but I guess my lawyer had meant to keep that as a something to come back with if things didn't work out, but they worked out. And I wrote a song about it, trying to straighten things out, and it's called Wacko from Waco. And we're going to do it. I'm Wacko from Waco, ain't no doubt about it. Shot a man there in the head, but can't talk much about it. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to come out shaking my friend, a mother, and a fucker. Yeah, we're from Texas. We don't do hard things.
Thank you. every time.
Thank you.
gonna be introducing these songs, but all the songs we'll be doing tonight are songs that I've written, and I hope you like them. And this next one is a thank you. This next one is the worst song I ever did, right? But I keep doing it. I don't know why. That's what you said last night. That's what she said last night. That's what she said last night. Thank you. of cold, but I'm going to be a diamond someday.
All their sins, the people give
in the twinkle of an eye. All the saints rejoice in heaven when the fallen angels fly. It becomes bone young and strong. Then it spreads its mighty wingspan out across the open sky. Dwight Yoakam came out, he played big guitar for him, and he didn't get much credit, but he did some tough jobs, and he knew how to do them. But he wound up in a motel room there on New Year's Eve 2000 with a bunch of people he didn't really know, and he fell out and died of a heroin overdose, and that's just one of the things that you need to be careful about. If you got friends or family that are into heavy drugs, the best thing to do is be tough with them, and if they want money, well, heck, take them down and give them something to eat. If they keep it down, that's good. But if not, they don't give it to them. They're just trying to get money out of you to buy dope with it. You got to be real tough with them. So here is a song for you that's a tough love song. You'll have to do the best you can, good friend of mine. Someday our paths may cross again in a better time. I know, you know, you know, you know that I pulled the thorn out of your side when I walked away. I took the rock out of your shoe on that very day. I pray you'll forgive me for not leaving sooner. You are the star in my heart, yes, you've always been home. Though we are many worlds apart, I'm still your friend, and friends will always be friends forever. Don't waste your precious thoughts on me and my tired old dreams. Your love life is bursting at the seams. You'll always be. Jesus, man, I'm so choked up. Don't waste your precious thoughts on me and my tired old dreams. Your life is bursting at the seams. I just forgot that song. Sorry. Good job, man. I didn't know you were so clever.
You fell in it.
This stuff here, oh boy, knew what he's doing when he made that, didn't he? You're right, I'm about hot as hell, I'll tell you that. All right, we'll do that, but I'm going to tell you something about this. No, I'm not about the water. I tell you what, don't worry about drinking, folks. It ain't what goes in your mouth that defiles, it's what comes out. So you drink up, watch what you say. Hey, be careful driving home, don't run over us. That'd be it. All right, now we'll get on into the hottest thing in town. This is a sinful part of the program, so I'm going to be the king of that, so everybody can join in.
Thank you.
Show you how to play the drums, and then we're going to scoot over and get a little breath of air and have a little talk, and then we'll come right back. All right, when the word was Thunderbird, and the price was 45.
Thunderbird, come on, 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 come on
Christmas. Don't waste your precious thoughts on me. My tired old dreams. Your soul is bursting at the seams. You are fighting for free, me. Even more than you could ever want to be. Damn it, I forgot to eat. What happened, man? Something blank in my ear.
We love you, Billy. Don't worry
about it.
Well,
I hope so, boy. You see, that's a love of life. I'll get over it somehow.
Yes, you
did. I swear it takes all I ever spend. Anyway, a fella gave me a sheet of songs I had to do. I guess, I don't care, you know, what we do. It's all good.
We'll do it.
All right, let's do Rabbit Honey.
Yeah.
Thank you. Chuck came and he was laying brick or something. He was up on a damn scaffold or something. And I said, hey, man, that brick don't go yonder. And you turned around and fell off the damn thing, killed yourself. What happened?
All right.
Now we're gonna live forever with the long tour. I'm telling you that, because there ain't nothing you can destroy. You cannot destroy anything. If you burn something, it turns into smoke. If you step on it, it mashes up and turns into something else. I don't know. But you cannot, you can't make it go away. There's no way to destroy anything. So why not think that way? It's like a shelf of corn or something. It's like when we die, we start the beginning of forever. That's what happens. I'm a born again Christian, and I'm telling you the truth. So if you want to live with it, live with it. Because you'll be doing yourself a disfavor if you don't believe it. If you deny God, you will be denying yourself. And if you love Jesus, if you don't love Jesus, go to hell. So I got into that. Well, it was a train wreck from the beginning. Alright, here we go. We're going to do this in here for the story with the chief. Freedom's Child, this is for the truth. We're going to do this for the truth, and the reason we're doing this is for them, and you want to pray for them every day, because I got friends over there, one fell down, and some of them come up, and some of them come back. But all they're doing is what they're told, and they're doing it very well. Freedom's Child is the name of the song.
Thank you.
grocery right there, but I didn't want to ride. Stone thrown from heaven on, skipping across water, disappearing ripples left behind. A book with no cover, a rhyme with no reason, guess I'll always be one of the rolling kind. Cause movements in my soul are, I guess, a gypsy got a hold of somebody in my family long ago. And if some night while half asleep, you hear the back door softly squeak, you'll touch my empty pillow, then you know that a restless wind is calling me again. Her warm hand is tugging at my soul. Summer's gone, winter's coming on. I can't let it catch me standing in the cold. Life ain't dies out of my bones, and it won't leave me alone till it warms me up and takes another roll. You can't roll seven every time, so there ain't no use in crying. It don't take an educated head to know. When I'm moving down the road, I won't need no overload, nor memories of you to weigh my mind. And every step I take will be one more I could take, never put those memories further down the line. And a restless wind is calling me again, her warming hands tugging at my soul. Summer's gone, winter's coming home, I can't let it catch me standing in the cold.
Thank you, Billy.
Okay. I have one more
thank you.
Here we go. We're going to do this here. You want to hear a ragged old truller? Yes, it is. Okay, here we go. I'm going to have to tell you a story before I tell you. All right. You started this. The deal with the ragged old truck is that wife and I had moved down up to Nashville in, back in 66 or something, like, before y'all were born. And, anyhow, we lived out there in the country about 30 miles out from Nashville, and we couldn't afford the rent in Nashville, it's too high. And so we're out there, and there's an old country store right across from our place where we lived. And there's a fella standing there one day, and I walked up by him, and they sell great hats and stuff like that at this store, a real old country store. And a guy was talking out loud or something, thinking out loud or something, and she said, you know, I'd buy that old truck. He's looking at this old crank-up truck, one of them kind of real old, and bust your thumb, you know, if you do it wrong. And he said, I'd buy that truck if that fella would fix it. And I thought, well, I'm a good mechanic. What I'm going to do is I'm going to buy that truck and I start here. Sell it to this fella, make some money. So I took what little money we had and I bought the truck. And I got out there and I'm trying to fix the darn thing. And I mean, I'm busting my knuckles and everything. The wife comes out, she says, what you doing? I said, well, I'm trying to, I'm going to sell this here truck to this fella down the road here. She said, that mean you bought it? I said, yeah, I did. And she got real mad. And jumped in the only car that run that we had and went back to Waco, Texas. And there I am up there in Nashville, and I gotta tell you, I never did like being married. Didn't like a thing about it. It's a great institute, but an institution who wants to live in an institute. But anyway, she's gone, and I decided, well, you know what? First, I'm going to give you a tip. Don't ever play Russian roulette with an automatic. You might pull it off once. That's just for your own good. That ain't nothing to do with the story. But I went on, and I thought I'd get up in the house. I just hated being married. I done married her three times. Of course, I made her the dumbass, not me. Anyway, I walked up in the house, and I got there, and I laid down on the bed, scrunched my old hat on my head, had my boots on, had on clothes, well, exactly like these. And I put that gun up to my head, and I was just about to do it.
and it went right over the top, and I just emptied it in the wall there. Kept this thing right over it. Went on down that truck, squared off in it, and darned if I didn't get it right. I got the darn right run. And I limped into Nashville. And this is during the 60s. And all these guys walking around with long hair and stuff. And they're going, saying, you want to change? You got to change? You got to change? You got to change? I noticed there's getting a little money here and there. So I said, well, I'm a cowboy. I can do that. Took my hat off. Started going, say, y'all got to change, have you? And I wasn't long before I filled my hat up 3-4 times. I had no idea that guys was making that much money. I don't know if they dressed that way just to do that or what. But anyhow, I had so much money, I didn't know what to do with it. And I decided, well, I'm going to have me a good time. And there's one of these hippies come by, and he's a grinning like a possum eating chick. And I said, hey, man, I'm sorry, excuse me. And you got to take it like it. I'm sorry, man. I know it hurts you. But anyway, he come by, and I said, look, man, why are you grinning so much? He said, well, I've got some stuff here. He said, I take it every now and again. I said, yeah, really? He said, yeah. And I had a bunch of money anyway. And he said, walking, and he said, this is something called Natural Man. And it had a whole sheet of it, and it had stamps, looked like stamps. And these guys go like this, he had a little valise in his hand, and you know. And I said, well, I bought the whole sheet from him. And I wired it up, stuck it in my mouth, and swallowed it down. I had a beard in it anyway. And he said, you ain't supposed to take it all at once. I said, well, you didn't tell me. This is what you didn't ask me. So there it is. Wasn't long before I was walking sideways, had I. But I kept telling myself, it's something you took, something you took, something you took. And I finally decided I'd go in and get me a beer. I went in and bought me a 6-pack of beer. How I pulled that off, I don't know. But I went out sideways all the way. And I got out there and I just sat down on the sidewalk. And I started drinking the beer. By the time I got to the 6th one, I was just a natural drunk. Yeah, I can handle that, you know, I've been there before. So after a while, I decided, well, I'm going to go ahead and drink everything I can drink that's in sight. And I drank this stuff, amaretto stuff, this liqueurs and things and all kinds of stuff. And I decided, well, after that, I'm going to get me some of these women. And I've got these squatty bodies, I've got the long and tall, I've got the blondes, brunettes, redheads. I did everything, I'm telling you, I did everything but farm animals. I had a great time. But then I decided, after so long, I was getting kind of rank. I said, well, you know, I've been gone a while. So I go back to the house, I limp back to the house in the old truck. I got in there and I took a shower, and when a cowboy puts his, you know, hat on, his cowboy got his shit together, he puts a lid on it. All right. So here I am in the place, and I put my boots on for some reason or other. And I'm walking around with this guitar and singing What Happened to Me Up There. It just comes just like a flow. It's just great. I said, oh, that's the greatest song I ever did here in my whole life. I mean, I got up and believe I wrote it. I said, oh, God, it's so good. Now I can't believe this. And the wife come in about that time. She said, what in the hell are you doing now? I said, honey, I just wrote the greatest song ever written. I'm telling you, we're going to buy Nashville. She said, well, I got to hear it. She always liked to hear my songs. I don't know what she had in her purse, but it must have been an animal or something, because she hit me with that purse. And I got about a third of the way through it. She hit me with that purse, and I mean, I saw the stars. By the time I got up, she done me in the car and gone back to wherever. Kind of whacked over the window. That's exactly what I mean. Anyway, here's the song. It's called, I'm thinking about cracking a ragged old truck, hauling myself into town. Early this morning, about 11 in the morning, I took it, a look at myself. Good God, I seen how that married up life I'd been living. It was trying to choke me to death. I laid on the bed. to myself just before I got killed, and I blowed me some holes in the wall.
You can learn a lot from me. I left the
say. I never looked around a whole world of way. Yes, I'm love, yes, so sweet. Make your mouth when you walk down the street. Thank you.
We tune up at one time just for Broadway Country. Where we tune up, really.
Let's go, Shaver!
Billy! I love you! Billy!
I love you a lot. A lot.
I love you, man. I don't know how. I was worried about you. I said, you know what? I'm just a stone walking up from the dirt, man. Actually, my grandma, she raised me.
Yeah.
And I gotta read my book, man. She's pitiful. I mean, I've been messed with bad. I had bad admission. I got broke my neck 3 times. Heart attack. Plate my head, plate my knee, here and there, and stents all in here, had a 4-way bypass. Of course, had a heart attack first, but then had all this stuff. And you could jump me out and get more than what I was. Says, all right, we're going to do one here called Oklahoma Wind.
And nothing ever comes.
Beast that makes every mother cry.
God who created you and I. He said it in the good book of letters and red bugs, but keep on forgetting that word he said. Jesus Christ hung on the cross of you and I. In that way since the get-go. In that way since the get-go. In that way since the get-go. Lord, somewhere been that way. In that way since the get-go. In that way since the get-go. In that way since the get-go.
Thank you. was so wrong. Now that I know, I believe all that I do or say is all I ever would be. Too much ain't enough. The old five of diamonds like me. Too far, too down, and too deep ain't too much to be.
Just live for
today. Just a tramp on your street. You must understand. You got my soul at your feet.
Thank you.
Jason McKenzie on the drum. Jeremy Willow here on the guitar. I'm still good, Dylan. It's so great to be here. Thank you so much for coming out.
Come down.
fat guy on the tree. Think about it this way. If Jesus Christ is the fat guy, who would you rather babysit your kid? No crime. Even though I'm a sinner, you will always be my friend. Now he starts in the middle and he does not have an end. When my soul will tell the ransom. Yeah, he is the one who paid the price for the kid.
Thank you so much for coming down. Tom Rush tomorrow night and Bill Kirchen.